to defend your mama. Now your cousins Bo and Luke can't take a turn. She's sweating through her nutty, and I heard one of them say a while ago something about milk duds on a dollar pancake. Now you and Raymond go take a turn. I'm on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
Well, if it ain't old Phil.
It's me, Phil, yeah.
How in the turkey trots are you, boys?
I'm better than that, yeah.
I tell you what, we was having our normal Friday morning crisis.
Really? It sounds like it.
Yep, I'm afraid you're going to have to hang on for a minute.
I'm afraid I will.
Yep, I'm going to have to get these dincompoops back in line. Hang on.
All right.
Dadgummit, y'all, I ain't going to tell you again. Why don't you get in there and start a-cooling your mama down, or I'm gonna come in there and tear y'all a new one and then whoop your ass for messing up my new boots.
Ew.
I mean it.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Bill.
That's okay, Roy.
If it ain't one thing, it's 53.
Always is.
I swear, today it's air conditioning.
Uh-oh.
Yep, apparently this model we got's not strong enough to cool down this railroad car full of rump roast.
I guess not, huh?
Or is it roasting rump we got over here?
Probably both ways.
I tell you, she's miserable, Phil.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And consequently, so are the rest of us.
I guess.
We got some company on top of that.
Do you know who?
Yep, we got keeping churn Gene's cousin Sadie's boys, Bo and Luke.
Bo and Luke, I heard you mention them, yeah.
Yep, while she's going off to National Guard summer camp.
Is that right?
Yeah, Sadie's in the armory unit, Phil, in charge of loading the big shells.
Really?
Yep, she can do it, too. She's stronger than lye soap.
Well, it sounds like an important job.
It is, and once I seen her hit a ringer in a horseshoe pit, Phil, with a tractor tire.
Get out of here.
She's strong enough to play on the football team.
I guess so.
She's naturally strong, too, Phil.
How's that?
Well, she ain't snorting none of them steroids like some of them boys do.
Yeah, that's a bad thing, yeah.
Yep, she got that way by baling hay and wrestling with her older brothers, Ludie and Owen.
I guess that'd do it, huh?
Yep, we thought she's gonna turn out to be one of them wool wranglers down there, Phil.
Wool wranglers?
Yep, till she took up with old Pete Jumpersby down to the donut shop.
Well, bless his heart.
Yep, she got knocked up where you could say Trojan, Phil.
I bet.
I swear. Of course, Pete's dead now.
Oh.
Yeah, one of them freak deals took a double insulated quart thermos to the head from a high steel worker dropped from 14 stories up.
God, that's sad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Me and Raymond did. We took him out fishing a time or two back earlier in the week.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Well, I took him up to Stretch Watkins' place, Phil.
Stretch Watkins'
Stretch
place.
Watkins, you know he's got a place up there on Lake Wannabeejay.
Wannabeejay?
Wannabeejay. Shoshone, Phil.
Really?
Means brave who pee in front of calf.
No.
Yeah, they do. They caught a couple of perch, Phil.
They did?
They done it on crickets that have been sprayed with buttered Pam and dusted with a strawberry pixie stick.
Really?
Yep, and yesterday, I took them with me to check my jug lines, Phil.
You did?
Yeah, you know, the ones I got strung out across that bent little finger of arthritis crick?
That one, yeah.
Yep, we caught three mud cats and a set of medium men's waders, Phil.
Did you really?
Yeah. Gonna need a little duct tape in the butt, but hell. Which one of us can't say that?
Really?
Well, listen, I need to get over here.
Yeah, you do.
I need to go check on old Queen Kong over there.
Queen Kong?
Yeah, so y'all have a good one.
You too, Roy.
All right, sweaty Gene. Ow, no insurance, Gene. Dadgummit, that hurt. I'm going to leave a well. I know you're hot. I know you're crazy. But don't rear back and hit me like that again. I'll liable to clean you.
Bye, Roy.